as much as I wanted to be an American.
Hearts here in Pittsburgh are broken over the loss of Hall of Famer Mike Webster, who had in recent years suffered from mental illness and slipped into financial ruin.
Why does an apparently healthy, favorite son of this city die in disgrace at 50? I can tell something is wrong.
In 25 years, I've never requested a test like this. What are you looking for?
My God. I am the wrong person to have discovered this.
If you don't speak for them, who will?
Repetitive head trauma chokes the brain. It turns you into someone else.
Tape, needles, Vicodin, Toradol. Whatever it takes to keep them in the game. It's business.
Get me a meeting with the commissioner.
They don't want to talk to you. The NFL has known about the concussion issue for years.
So I guess guys in the NFL that get concussions are some kind of suicide squad. Wink, wink. Oh my God. We are here now finally to tell the truth, to tell the truth, deadly truth, deadly truth. And we're here to talk about Will Smith and this Oscar performance that he gives called Concussion. Oh, I know people just can't wait to give Big Willie an Oscar, and they just clamoring him down our throats and saying that, yeah, he deserves it and he needs it. And I'm about to tell you, nah, not after watching this movie, he still don't fucking deserve it, because this movie was some bullshit. But it wasn't bullshit to the point where it was terrible bullshit. It was tolerable bullshit, basically. And I've been doing a lot of reading up on this whole football thing and stuff before I saw the movie and stuff like that, because, you know, I wanted to get in depth with what was going on and see if I could have a fight in this battle. And I gotta tell you, supposedly based on true events, man, about 96.5% of this movie is based on some bullshit. A lot of it is not how it went down. A lot of it is not even true, but the best part is there's a part in the movie where, you know, Albert Brooks' character is getting, I guess, arrested by the FBI, and he was like, I won't stand on trial against you or anything like that. And sure enough, that actually was a lie as well. So, but let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis. And I'm not one to dwell on what's true and what's real. I'm here to talk about mainly what works for cinematic purposes. But I guess the reason why I bring that kind of stuff up is, though, I have to say, the shit I read was a lot more interesting than this goddamn movie was. But I digress. So, we're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we already know that town ain't got shit going on else outside of it, except for about three things. Well, mainly two. I was going to say the Pirates, but and the Penguins, I guess. But Steelers, that stadium, that football stadium, and that college. Other than that, nobody really. I don't even think that college is that more relevant these days, neither, to be honest. But you got Will Smith here playing Mr. Tell the Truth, Dr. Bennett Omalu. Wow, I actually got a name right for once. Wow. All right. I've been practicing that all fucking day, people. And so he's a doctor in Pittsburgh, and basically he comes across a guy. Now, I'm going to fuck up a lot of names in here, because I'm not going to lie, I really just didn't give a shit about a lot of the stuff that went on in here, or mainly a lot of the players. But I remember this guy's name. It was Mike Webster, played by David Morse. Mike Webster is giving a speech at the beginning of the film, and I'm not going to lie, part of me said, what the fuck is he talking about right now? And you can tell even in that speech, he's not all quite there. We later seen in the scene later that he's pretty much going through some problems. I mean, he's sniffing fucking glue out of a can or something like that, and then he's pulling his teeth out and gluing them back in his mouth, and he's tasing himself and shit like that. Until a point pretty much where he just ends up dying, pretty much. And nobody knows what he died from. He was completely healthy and inside, but brain had a lot of issues going there, and he becomes I don't know how to say this, I guess patient, but he's kind of dead already, so he's not really a patient then. But let's just say he becomes under the care of Mr. Dr. Bennett Omalu here. And Amalu is just like, huh, I don't know what caused this, but I have to find out because I want to know. Why he wants to find out, I have no fucking idea. Matter of fact, he goes beyond the point of wanting to find out that he puts up 20 grand of his own goddamn money to find out. I have a problem with that, but we'll get into that a little later. So, he later finds out that after many studies that, oh, football was the reason why this, because of all those knocks to the head and continuous knocks to the head after the past, what was it, 13 or 18 years or something like that? I forgot. And then a couple of more occurrences start to happen, and where these people are dying and committing suicide as well and stuff. And he takes this case a little further to the point where he pushes it to where he gets his point across, which CTE, which he does a form of concussion, which he gets his point across to the papers and the books and bystanders and the people out there to acknowledge that this is happening to the players. The NFL fights back and say, no, we're going to bury you, pretty much. And it's pretty much his I wouldn't even say attack. I mean, because attack sounds like he went after them full force. And this movie is so goddamn tame on showing the true bad side of the NFL and really pushing the boundaries of hitting it even further. So I guess attack is the only word I can think of, though, at the time. So I guess to say putting his target necessarily on just getting this information out, because his attack really has nothing to do with who's that texting me? Okay, sorry, I got my iMessage up right now. My fucking things keep popping up and stuff. I'm getting a lot of goddamn texts right now. So that's pretty much the plot synopsis. Now, what I feel about the movie, I gotta say, I already knew about this stuff. I mean, if anything, the first problem with this movie, it's a little too late for this shit. And I don't mean it's never too late for a film, especially with a subject topic as so important as this one. I feel like this movie probably should have came out in the depth of when these articles were just hitting newsways after, if I'm not mistaken, it was last year or earlier this year or something like that. And they were constantly coming out talking about these concussions and stuff like that, and the whole concussion deal. Even WWE had a thing when Chris Benoit had his concussion injury, you know, doctor kept letting him perform and stuff like that. And, you know, the football industry is no different when it comes to bumps to the head as well, NFL as well. But I have to say, maybe I should talk about performances first before I go ahead and get into my real gripe. But I have to say, Dr. Bennett Amalu and Will Smith look absolutely fucking nothing alike. I mean, you couldn't get two people that looked somewhat completely different. It's funny in this film because you got black people in this movie that look more like actual what's this guy? Bennett Amalu. And it was just hilarious as shit to see that. I was just like, damn, they really got this because of Will Smith's star power. They really tried to force this guy. This movie has Pursuit of Happiness just written all over it. It really just happy. Nobody, although I do think that, I'm going to get into them later, they give other better performances in this film. I think this movie is just focusing centrally on Will Smith and his character alone. And it is playing that Pursuit of Happiness up to a fucking T with this film, because it doesn't take any chances, it doesn't have any risk, it is playing it the safest way possible. Maybe that's because the NFL came in and involved or not or whatever, but I would say that some of the shit they kind of released here, well, I guess, you know, now that I think about it, it was pretty bad, but then again, it's shit we already know and it's already released, so I guess it really doesn't make that big of a deal. But necessarily, everybody that jumps on the NFL, I don't know why you jump on the NFL about this shit. Every company does this. If you're, rather you're Apple, Microsoft, Sony, NFL, NBA, whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. They're all WWE, all big corporations, and the only goddamn thing they give a fuck about is making money. They don't care about people, okay? I don't know why people always pick one over the other when it comes to big-time companies. I think the one of the most recent ones we had to get nerdy, whatever, is Sony and Microsoft. Microsoft did this and that or whatever and stuff, you know, because Sony's all about the people. Sony don't give a fuck about you motherfuckers. I mean, come on, when the PS4 got released, customer service was pretty much telling people to go fuck off and stuff like that if things don't work. But, you know, that's just how people roll. I always got to choose a side, and you got to choose one better or something like that. It was just like, I'm here to tell you all organizations and companies are assholes because the people behind them don't give a fuck. They just there to collect a paycheck. As they should, to be honest, because why the fuck should they care? But you got my man, Adewale, I ain't even gonna try to pronounce his brother's last name. He plays Dave Duerson in the film. Former player turned to pretty much head on the board and shit like that. Brother looks just like fucking Bennett Omalu. And I was just like, damn, why you just didn't cast him? Will Smith was at the cast. That's why. Oh, and it's Sony. That's why. Okay. So Will Smith, his performance in here. I laughed a lot in that trailer. That scene where he says, tell the truth. He says that shit four times, people. He goes, as soon as he says, Nathan, tell the truth. Tell the truth. And then dude interrupts him, and he's just like, blah, 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 this or that, whatever. He's just like, those men are your man right there, and you need to defend them, whatever you cost, whatever you tell the truth. You tell you, he said that shit like four times, and I ain't gonna lie, a lot of people say, oh, it was intense and stuff like that. I was like, actually, it was kind of goddamn comical even more now that I saw it. I mean, it was comical in the trailer, don't get me wrong, but now that I've seen him say it four times in this scene alone, it's even hilarious even more. Will Smith's accent is fucking awful in the beginning, but it was something about the movie, the longer it went on, it just kind of became like, I guess, a side note to the rest of the movie. And the reason why I call it a side note to the rest of the movie is because there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in this whole story of things, but yet the movie does such a poor job of handling the talk about it. You just don't care about it. But the thing about that, I guess it distracts you from his accent. Because at times I would just look at it and look at him and notice it and just go like, but I go, eh, whatever. Because, you know, I could give a fuck less what you look like or the accent that you may be using, even though it might be shit or not. Because the story here is at least intriguing in some matter or form or whatever to at least tell the story. But so he gets better, I will say. It gets more tolerable towards later in the film, even though later in the film fucking drags forever. You got Alec Baldwin, Dr. Julian Bales, who in here, who was a team doctor on the Pittsburgh Steelers, former team doctor as well. He kind of sides up with Will Smith, kind of their film, their little duet here. Albert Brooks plays Will Smith's colleague, if not boss, Dr. Cyril White. First, Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin was good. At first, when he came in, his dialogue was not that good. And I think it was when first Mike Webster came into his office. He just kept kind of repeating lines over and didn't. He kind of looked lost, too. And then later in the film, he comes back. That was my best friend or whatever. It's just like, really? I couldn't have told from that terrible scene you were just in. But he got better as long as the movie went along as well. So I thought he was good. Albert Brooks. He's probably the best character and actor in the whole film. I thought he was just nailing it every scene he was on. And you can tell he really respected Bennett Omalu and believed in the power of science. And for a movie about science, I swear, that science is fucking retarded. I will say about that later. But you got Gugu Mbatha-Raw, who plays Prima, who, yes, he did get married to a girl named Prima. That is real. But, oh, my God. This girl, she's from Belle, too, people. The movie that I thought was going to be shit, a weaker version of Toya Slate, but turned out to be good. She was fantastic. She ain't fantastic. I'm lying. She was just thrown in there for nothing, man. I swear. And this girl, oof. I got a thing for this girl ever since Belle, man. She is just, she's on the top of my list right now of just female black actresses right now that I just want to do some things with you, girl, because she is fine as fuck, dude. This is like, the younger Kerry Washington to my rescue. Yes, come here, girl. I'm looking for, look at her, man. All this sexiness right here. She is just gorgeous. Those lips, that little beauty mark right there. Good Lord, damn. But she's wasted in the film. I don't even know why they brought her in here. I mean, this is, when she comes in, honestly, the movie felt like a fucking fantasy. And not only, but she does her accent way better than Will Smith, but she's such a fucking fantasy when she comes in. Just like, I don't even take these as a real couple, let alone real people now. She comes in from the church Will Smith go to. All of a sudden, even though he's a god man in this film or whatever, but they don't really show that much. But they show it in this one scene, just the lead up into this church scene where he finally decides to go to church one day. Out of this whole movie, and the pastor stops him and says, "Hey, you're a good man. We just got this girl. She's from your country, Nigeria. You think she could stay with you, have a home to stay or something? We know you're a nice man. Take care of you." They pretty much just used him. So he decides to go ahead and with it and just take her in his house and stuff like that. Now, I know that this movie takes time. The time span of it, it jumps rapidly. It doesn't tell you how quickly it goes. You don't even know what year you really end up in. I mean, it starts off in 2002, but after that, I know a time span of months, maybe even years, passed by in this film, especially when you start to see the gray hair in Will's head in the film. But they have literally no chemistry of even wanting to do anything together. And then all of a sudden, when Will discovers this concussion type, the CTE, she's dressed up one night and they barely talk, but she's like, oh, let's go out and celebrate. And they go out dancing, and next thing you know, he's like really grabbing up, and they're having a good time. You can tell where it's going, leading up to sex and stuff like that, but they don't kiss not once on the dance floor. But when they get back to his house, he's just like, so proper and firm too. Can I kiss you? I'm just like, can they make this Negro any more fucking trying to be like? I think he's just a terrible character, to be honest. I don't know if this guy was really like this in real life, but the problem with Will Smith's character, he's just fucking boring in this film. I mean, there's nothing really interesting going on with him at all, and they try to make him such a perfect guy where no flaws or anything like that. It's just like, okay, what was the point of this fucking movie, to be honest? And I'm gonna go ahead and get in that a little later too, but I'll break down this little smaller detail I had. But so they kiss and she takes him in the bedroom. Obviously they had sex in the land. Probably they didn't, because in the Lord's vein, where you can't have sex before you're married. But the very fucking next scene, maybe months pass or whatever and stuff, but there's a piece of land. He takes her in some land and he just says, I bought this for you. This is for us. He says, will you marry me? And I was like, wait a minute, what? I was like, this has got to be the most unconvincing fucking love. I was like, first of all, there was no need for her to even be in the film. I wanted to bring up the fact that he was married, fine, by all means, go ahead and stuff like that. But it served no purpose why she was in this film at all. I mean, she added nothing really to the film. And I'm not even talking so much about the actress herself. I'm talking more so about the character itself to this story. It has nothing to do with this. And it has no kind of tension. Like, they try to act like it does by, you know, she gets pregnant later, which you don't even know she's pregnant. Now you just see Will Smith comes in the room and touches on her stomach and is like, hey, little guy. I'm like, what? When the fuck did she get pregnant? And then next thing you know, she's under so much pressure by, you know, Will Smith getting threats all the time and stuff like that. You hate football and stuff. She thinks someone's following her to where she has a miscarriage. But it's like, I'm not going to lie, I really didn't give a shit. I mean, this is probably the first time I've seen a person on screen have a miscarriage, and just like, I didn't feel a bit of sympathy for it, because you didn't look pregnant this whole goddamn movie. You didn't even act pregnant. I just didn't see any of this. Okay. The movie is very paint by numbers, and it feels kind of cheap to where it wants you to have some kind of sympathetic emotional issue with things that are going on here, but it just feels flat. I think that's the biggest complaint. Everything about it was just fucking flat and weak. David Morris, I guess I went down all the real actors, not the real actor, but all the actors that were pretty much the front. Luke Wilson, people was bringing him up a lot. Where he had like two scenes in the fucking film, and I think they're both on a TV screen, and you don't even hear any dialogue from him. So they could have literally got anybody for these fucking roles here. Albert Brooks was funny as shit. Now, I gotta go ahead and say, why was this movie made? Other than Sony wanting to get into this Oscar run and possibly give Will Smith a run as well, too. And plus, you know, because easily he's got a Golden Globe noms, I'm assuming. So I'm assuming he's probably going to get a fucking Oscar now. Why, I don't know, because this movie was not fucking good at all. It's okay, but it's not good. Will Smith, I have to say, with his acting, before I go ahead and get into my point here, man, he's got... it's something about his face where he makes the same reaction. Because I kid you not, half the movie, this movie, he has the same reaction he had on his face from fucking After Earth. And it's that look on his face where, you know how people, when you kind of, when you're looking in a mirror, a hand mirror, and you just kind of like, you want to look down like on your beard or something like that to see if like, I don't know, you're getting a barber. Yeah, you're at a barber shop and you're getting cut. You want to look at your beard or something like that. You kind of shrug your forehead a little bit to where it makes those lines shit. Will Smith does that all in After Earth, and I swear, I kid you not, he does that all throughout this fucking film. Except to a point where it gets to the end of the film where he's just eyes watering, he's just looking fucking constipated most of the film. But back to my point now, why this movie got made. I'm trying to understand what is the point of this movie and what is it trying to tell you, because it doesn't tell you anything that the articles or the stories that's come out in the news have already told us. It doesn't go any deeper than that. It tries to make this pretentious ass point about how football is such beautiful, so beautiful, and such beauty and art and all this shit, and yet, and but yet it causes death or suicide, because this movie, for a movie, like I said, a movie that talks about science like a motherfucker, like they bring up science like hell in this movie. I have to say, their science is pretty fucking stupid when it comes to concussions. I won't go on the level of saying this is kind of like how Tyler Perry thought HIV worked or anything, because they did have an idea of how concussions work in this film. But I talked to a colleague of mine. He was kind of insulted by the film because he kind of saw the patients that they had in here with concussions as kind of people he suffered from concussion, about two of them, if I'm not mistaken, what he told me. But he kind of made them a little cartoonish. I didn't see it at first. The longer the film went on, the last couple of guys that had it, I was like, yeah, they did kind of cartoon, but I don't think it was necessarily the movie trying to do that. I think that's just their fucking acting was terrible. But another thing he was insulted by, kind of in a way, was the fact that, almost in a stereotype way too, because of the fact that you get concussions, now all of a sudden you're a fucking suicidal a maniac? Come on now. Because everybody in this fucking film that ended up getting a concussion or CTE, that Will Smith pointed out, ended up either, what was it? A lot of them was putting a gun to their fucking chest. I think two or three of them was putting a gun in their chest, something like that. So it was just basically them committing suicide. And he was kind of offended by that. Now, I didn't see that at first, but the last guy they had in, the guy who I said looks like actually Bennett Omalu, Adewale, who plays Dave Durison, which was great, a good character to have in the film, because he was kind of talking shit about, like, to Andre Waters in here, played by Richard T. Jones, where, I don't even talk shit, but he was just like, help yourself, I won't help you, you know, I'm on the board. And, Andre Waters kind of calling him a sellout. But then later in the film, we realized that, out of nowhere, that Dave Durison, Adewale, he ends up having the same thing. He's talking about, he's hearing voices, so he wrote a little note, letter, and talking about Will Smith and how he's writing everything, and then he ended up putting a bullet in his chest. Now, that guy was awful. Adewale, he was terrible. I probably see why he didn't get the lead role in here, because when he got the concussion, I was like, I had to look at my colleague and say, yeah, I kind of get your point now. It does. Yeah, but I don't think it's the movie once again. I think that was just his acting, because he kind of played that kind of cartoonish. I think it was kind of ridiculous that everybody that had fucking concussions, though, ended up killing themselves. In the movie, with Will Smith's character tried to make a big point. You play football, you're going to die. These are not machines. These are warriors. And we must honor our warriors. I was like, was Jermaine Hansu too busy for this? I was gonna say even fucking Idris Elba, because I know he's got an African background or something like that. And plus he is Sony's other go-to boy. So I don't see why the fuck not. Well, they say, hey, we need two Sony people up in here. So the whole concussion theory itself was just, I don't think it was handled right. I don't think it was handled correctly at all, to be honest. I think that there are signs of suicide, but matter of fact, if you look up the statistics of that shit, which I did, I don't remember the percentage of it, the suicide statistics are fucking low as hell when it comes to concussions. And at first when I saw that, I was just like, so where the fuck did this movie get this statistics from? Donald Trump? Because this chart is showing me that everything else that they talked about in this movie, with the paranoia and stuff like that, all that comes up. But the suicidal rates, which, if I'm not mistaken, there was probably a total of maybe 6 in the NFL that probably killed it. Could be more. I don't know. I'm probably talking my ass here. You can correct me in the comments, really. But they really tried to play it up as if, like, this is what's killing our soldiers, our men, and they're leaving our families in despair and tragedy and stuff like that. I was just like, oh my fucking God. It's so fucking overdramatic as hell, and it's not played serious at all to a realistic tone to where you can take anybody in this fucking film serious. But I still wonder why the hell did this movie got made, and I think that because this film straight up tells you, play football, you'll die. But I'm thinking in the back of my head, this movie is nothing to the NFL right now. That is a monster. You can put about 20 of these movies a fucking year and tell them how many people may die or get concussions and stuff like that. I love it because this movie tried to put an example just like, oh, if this happens, mothers won't let their sons play football ever again. I hate to break this to you, but those sons are eventually going to get old enough to where they can make their own damn choices and will play it regardless if their mother tells them or not. The NFL is a fucking monster right now. Just like a lot of WWE, NBA, NFL, MLB, and stuff like that. It would take almost 1,000 of these things to happen in less than a span of a couple of months for it to take down the NFL. This movie is just a fucking spit point, a little pint of paint thrown against the wall that you can't even, behind the couch, if you will, whatever, that is not even going to touch anything in the NFL with either decimate. It's not gonna have people look at this movie. They're going to go see this movie and go like, the NFL should be put out of business or anything. Nobody's going to be fucking moved to put the NFL out of business or anything like that. They're going to watch this movie and go like, oh, okay, that was a cool story, but then go right back to watching football on Sunday and just cheering their asses off. Another thing, too, is I love it because this movie, 2002, they set this premise of that, oh, if you know, you constant beats to the head and stuff like this in the NFL, and this movie pretty much says, guaranteed you play football, you're going to get this type of concussion at one point or another, which that's a bit of science, probably is true. You probably will face some kind of head trauma or a certain kind of injury where it does relate to the brain. That probably is true, but I like how they keep putting that in the fucking movie, which kind of got annoying after a while because it's just like, fast forward to 2015, these motherfuckers still doing the same goddamn thing. So they still gonna be running their heads into each other's and people still gonna be clapping and cheering for this shit. So people don't give up. I mean, we don't. As much as this story is important to football players and fans that watch and stuff like that, because I can tell you right now, I really just don't give a shit about any of this. Because these motherfuckers still get paid millions of dollars, and half of them get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars just for sitting on their asses and shit like that. So, you know, I pretty much lost, I ain't gonna say respect, but I pretty much lost a shitload of interest in football once the motherfucker told me that college players should get paid for what they put their bodies through. And that's, I already knew that. I was just like, yep, and I think I'm done on that notion. But I have to say that this movie tries to put football on such a fucking pedestal of up there as one of the great American things, such as, you know, I mean, it was just bothering me. I was just like, wow, you know, it's one of those things again where Americans, man, we just love to fucking put entertainment things on fucking high pedestals. When I can tell you right now, football don't mean a goddamn thing. And if it does, then Jesus fucking Christ, man, you need to get a hobby or something in your goddamn life. But even in the movie, they don't stop to show you, because this movie has no fucking subtlety whatsoever. The music cues are just, it's fucking just dramatic as hell. Well, at least they try to play it off as dramatic, but it's the most sappiest shit you ever heard. But they don't stop to even show you that in the movie, because they even have a doctor in here that works with Will Smith. I don't remember what the actor's name was. I'm not going to lie. I don't even remember the character's name, to be honest. But he's just a dick. For no fucking reason. He's just a dick to Will Smith. He doesn't have no point to the plot or anything like that. You think that at one point in the movie he's going to probably fuck over Will Smith's character. But he just vanishes after like the first 15 minutes. But there's even a part in the movie where he comes to Will Smith. And he tells Will Smith, Mike Webster just died. And Will Smith's like, oh, okay, who is that? And he's just like, Christ, if you're going to live in America, then you should know what football is and stuff. I was just like, oh, fuck. See, that shit right there. I was just like, man, yeah. I was like, not going to lie, people, this is like in the first 30 minutes of the film. I was like, the movie just lost me right there because I already just don't give a fuck now if this is what it's going to be like. Because anybody that's like a diehard fan of anything like this, I've already just shut you out. And I'm just like, whatever. I mean, it's probably why I don't give a fuck about Star Wars that much. Is because it's like, if you diehard like that for something, then just like, whatever then. And then there's even another part where he's just like, we shouldn't do an autopsy on this man. He's a legend. Why would you want to cut him open? And just like completely blatantly disrespecting the work of, you know, being an autopsy and a scientist and a doctor and stuff like that. Just because of his fucking fandom over this shit and stuff like that. I was just like, Jesus Christ, give me a break. He went from a person that you think that you can respect as a doctor to just being a fucking redneck white trash dumbass, to be honest. And he actually, for a character that was only in there for 15 minutes, he really fucking kind of took me out of the film. I was just like, I really don't give a shit now. I really don't give a shit now. Will Smith, I think the only time he really has any good scenes, I would say probably, I was going to say, is usually with Alec Baldwin or Albert Brooks, because when it's with his wife in the film, even though they're married, they just seem to have meaningless-ass conversations or repetitive conversations. He's just like, man, how long y'all been fucking married? You just, or not married. They don't even show you a wedding, so I don't even know if they're married or what in the film or not. I just know he proposed to her, and it was the weakest fucking proposal ever. But he's telling her about his dreams of America and stuff like that. It's like, don't you think you should have shared that in the first fucking day? I mean, what the fuck? Seriously, come on now. And then it's usually just the same conversations of just, I wish I wouldn't have done this or this. And just like, oh my God, wrap it up. Come on, wrap it up. The movie is long. The second and third act really does drag. The first act was good, or at least okay for the matter, until a fucking redneck doctor showed up. I don't know. I just, the movie, I guess the basic word for it, it just felt flat. I didn't really have any... Well, I guess I did have a resentment for it towards it. The more I actually... It was one of those things where I walked out, I was just like, ugh, it's just flat and unmemorable. It's going to be forgettable. But actually, the more that I think about it now, and I hear other people tell me things and stuff like that, the more I kind of... I do kind of side with them. I am a little pissed off in some form or another. I even heard someone compare this to saying, you have to watch this movie. It's very important to our country and stuff like that. And I was just like, oh my fucking God, dude. Seriously. How in the fuck is this important? Okay, because he compared it to The Big Short and Spotlight, where Spotlight took something we kind of had an idea about, but Spotlight went above and over to show you just even on a technical aspect of how to deliver journalism of this level and get into every little bit of details. In this film, I felt like it just kind of glanced over the details and didn't show you anything new. The Big Short is a film that even I said in my review, it is a film that everyone should see, whether you think you're going to like it or not. I think it is something important you see, because that literally affects everyone that lives in this country and even that don't live in this country. It'll even if you don't even want to know about it, don't think about it, it will affect you in some way or another. We've had that back in 2008, and it affected everyone, and it's probably going to happen again and affect us. But the guy compared this to Big Shot, I looked at him and said, how in the fuck does this affect all Americans? I don't play football, so I don't see what this concussion shit has anything to do with me. Now, granted, it may have something to do with me because I took a lot of blows to the head when I was doing martial arts and stuff like that training. So maybe. And eventually it'll probably come back to me. But a good half of Americans don't even give a fuck what football is, to be honest. Once again, those stadiums that are full, half of the people don't even know game that there's going to be, their team is going to be playing, their hometown team is going to be playing any fucking way. They're just there because sports is a spectacle. It's like movies. You go to it. If I personally don't give a shit about a football game or whatever, but if you gave me tickets to it, hey, fuck it, whatever, I'll go. I ain't paying for the shit, but hey, whatever, I'll go. And plus, I live in LA. We don't have a football team, so I don't really have to worry about that kind of thing. But it just became paint by numbers weak. And then the longer it went on, you started really noticing some of the flaws in the film. And it was just like, ugh, it's almost on the verge of a fuck it, to be honest. But, you know, I will give it its credit for, I won't even say taking on the NFL, because the NFL was pretty much whitewashing this movie. It did some Trumbo shit to this movie. So everyone is saying that, oh, the NFL is so terrible and shit like this. This movie shows them so bad or whatever. It's just like, this ain't shit. This ain't nothing. Okay, so what? They scraped under some history of just concussions under the rug. Big fucking deal. And man, company's been doing that since day one or whatever. What do you think that rat does with the Jewish people that work for his company and stuff like that at Disney? Come on now. They've been sweeping that shit under the rug for the longest now. But, and go to Disneyland. Guaranteed there's some little black children working on those rides underneath the ground or something like that. Guaranteed it. But I will say, I will give its credit for as far as Alec Baldwin getting better. Well, I wouldn't even say getting better. He just had that one scene I just didn't like. But everything else, I thought he was great in it or good in it. Albert Brooks, I thought he was great in it. I thought he was really fantastic. I like seeing Gugu Mbatha raw on screen. I really fucking do. I mean, you are just a true beauty to look at. Mm. Did I say booty? I mean beauty. Yeah, you are just something else, girl. And Will Smith, I don't think he was terrible. I don't think he was great, as everyone's fucking saying. Oh, I think he deserves an Oscar nom for this. This is like, oh, hell no.
Matter of fact, because I was like, who else could he contend with or whatever? I was like, Spotlight alone has three male actors in there that I would nominate over this motherfucker. I know they're not going to do that with one film, but I'm just saying, there's a lot of other fucking films out there than this one. And I think this is like, I want to say, this is probably the purest Oscar bait film I've seen this year. And I'm just going to go ahead and give it a low stream it. I think if you're a football fan, you're probably going to kiss this movie's ass, because I've been kind of seeing that a lot. You're probably going to love this a lot, actually. If you're a huge fan of Will Smith, you might even enjoy it too, because I'm hearing a lot of praise go his way. I don't even say a lot. I'm hearing a lot of mixed at Will, going his way of how fucking amazing he was, how it was his best performance. And I'm just like, eh. His performance, this ain't no different than any of his other fucking performances. I mean, it's the same goddamn performance. Only difference about this performance is he's got another goddamn African accent. That's it. That's it. Nothing else. So it's just getting a low streaming for me. And it's nice to see the prequel of Suicide Squad with this movie, Concussion.
They're terrified of you. You're going to war with a corporation that owns a day of the week. This is bigger than they are. They have to listen to us now.
Where is this science coming from?
From nowhere. You continue to deny my work. Your men continue to die. They want you to say you made it all up. They're accusing you of fraud.
Drop it, or they'll be doing your autopsy, Mr. Amalu.
Dr. Amalu, you have no idea how bad this could get. I have to keep going.
These men are not machines. We must honor our warriors.
Do you understand the impact of what you are doing?
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I think you're going to be an American hero.
But I'm not even an American.
That's even better.